So let's start with food, and we have a great lineup of chefs as well. Every few weeks we catch up with Jess Daniel from My Underground Kitchen. Was Jess's Underground Kitchen now, isn't it, Jess?
Yes. Hi, Jessie. How's it going?
Yeah, kia ora, Juck. How's your last few weeks been?
Weeks don't really have much meaning when you're in lockdown in Auckland, do they?
No, it's like Labour Weekend, right? Like, what does that mean?
I know. I remember putting this in my diary a few weeks ago and thinking, oh, yeah, well, I don't have any plans for the long weekend yet. And now I definitely don't have any plans.
Yeah, pretty safe to schedule things at the moment. I love your idea. Anything happening in the business, by the way, before we get to the recipe?
Oh, we're really busy in lockdowns. For those of you who haven't heard of Jess's Underground Kitchen, we do ready-made meals, so you can have them delivered to your door, which is obviously a bonus in lockdown if you're sick of cooking or eating your own food. And we are available in supermarkets as well, so you can find us in the freezer. So always a busy time, but the team are really looking forward to getting out of level three and getting back to a bit of normality.
Yeah, any particular meals going well at the moment, Jess?
Our lasagnas are always winners, and our Slow and Go range, I'm not sure if we've talked about them on the show before, basically a kind of dump and go dinner where you can throw it in a crock pot or put it in the oven, and 6 hours later you've got a healthy, delicious home-cooked meal.
Without any what of sort the of stuff do you do?
Dishes.
Yeah, great.
So we've got a dairy-free, we call it a no-butter chicken, we've got a beef bourguignon, chicken cacciatore, a whole lot of crowd favourites there. So you can find them at juk.co.nz and get
Jess,
them delivered to your door.
Jess, I love these two words, brunch pizza. Wonderful. I'm sold. Hardly ever need a recipe. I mean, it's just a great idea.
It's an idea, right? And I kind of came about this because, A, I love eating leftover pizza for breakfast the next day, and always cold, never reheated, delicious. And B, we don't really need an excuse to eat pizza for breakfast, but if we do need an excuse, let's chuck an egg on the top and call it a brunch pizza.
Yeah, anything with an egg is breakfast, right? You've got a few different topping ideas here. What do you do in terms of bases? Do you make your own?
Look, I want to say that I'm a purist and always make my own pizza dough, but I am quite privy to the store-bought kind. And actually, one of my favourite ways to enjoy homemade pizza is on a naan bread. You get that
on
kind of
a
like
naan bread.
Chewy. Yeah, it's such a great pizza base.
Because naan is flaky, right?
Well, no, it's kind of
well,
like,
no, I'm thinking of roti.
Like a flat bread. You're thinking of a roti.
Yeah.
So easy to make homemade naan. I've been making it quite a bit in lockdown because you can either use a flour and yogurt ratio or you can use a yeast-based recipe, and you only need to let them rise for about 45 minutes and then, chuck them on a griddle pan and hot, beautiful, puffy naan with a little bit of garlic butter on top. I mean, I could eat that with no toppings, but throw some leftovers on the top and call it pizza and you're away laughing.
Great. What are the combos you've got here for us?
So these are just three combos that are in my cookbook, My Underground Everyday. So I'll share those with you and they'll be up on the RNZ website. But by all means, make your own choices and tell me what you're putting on your brunch pizza this weekend. So we'll start off with a caramelised onion chorizo and mushroom pizza. And this is really, really easy. You could leave the chorizo out for a vegetarian option. So pan fry assorted mushrooms, whatever you have on hand, with some olive oil, season with salt and black pepper, and then spread a store-bought or homemade caramelized onion mix on the base of your pizza, spoon the mushroom mixture over top and some shredded rosemary leaves, and then I like to take a fresh chorizo sausage, or you could use a cured one cut into slices, and then sprinkle the chorizo meat over the top, so it's going to be that raw sort of sausage meat on the top that'll cook as the pizza cooks. Crack an egg in the middle and then grill it for 4 to 5 minutes until your pizza base is crispy and golden. And there you've got your first breakfast pizza.
Any tips for cracking eggs, Jess? I know that's a very basic inquiry, but I'm forever breaking the yolk, which my kids hear this yell of disgust and they know Dad's broken a yolk again.
I don't actually know if I have a trick. It's sort of second nature to me. But if you are worried, and if you're worried about getting some shell into your egg, what you can do is crack it into a small bowl or a mug before you put it into your baking or on top of your pizza, if you're a bit prone to a shattered shell.
Okay. 2101, if anyone wants to help me out with that. Don't tell me to do it on a flat surface, because then you get egg yolk all over your flat surface, all over your bench. That was caramelised onion, chorizo and mushroom pizza. It sounds beautiful, but something a little different with some smoked salmon as well.
Yeah, this is a slightly healthier, fresher option. And I guess it's almost like you could call it a Gravlax pizza, but the cheap version. So spread some cream cheese onto your pizza base. Top it with some baby spinach leaves and some slices of avocado. I know people are on the fence about cooked avocado, but hear me out on this one. Bit of salt and pepper to season, and then again, crack your egg however you choose to do that without breaking your yolk into the centre, and grill that for 4 to 5 minutes. And when it comes out of your oven, you can ribbon some cold smoked salmon across the pizza. Maybe some capers or some thinly sliced red onion would be a nice little touch there. Drizzle of olive oil and you're ready to serve.
Yum. Great way of using smoked salmon, right? Which is pretty expensive by weight compared to most other sorts of protein. So if you can find a way to stretch it out like this and make the most of it, that's great.
Yeah. And you only need a little bit. I think that's what we sometimes forget with salmon. You know, you can actually make a small pack stretch quite a lot when you sprinkle it over a pizza.
Very good. Jess Daniel on Brunch Pizzas. One more, please.
And one more is my Mexican-inspired Huevos Rancheros breakfast pizza, which sounds like breakfast in its name, doesn't it? It's just basically making it so we need no cutlery to eat it. So sauté a little bit of onion and olive oil, tomato paste, some diced tomatoes and some drained black beans in a fry pan. So you're going to make a tomato-based sauce. Let that thicken slightly for a few minutes. And then spread that black bean mixture onto your pizza base, topped with some sliced jalapenos, some more fresh diced tomatoes, a crumble of feta, and then again crack your egg into the centre. And if you grill that for 4 to 5 minutes and top it with some fresh coriander leaves, spring onions, and a nice squeeze of lemon or lime juice to serve.
I love it, Jess. It's really, really good. Thank you very much for these ideas. They're pretty straightforward, but they're delicious, and all three of them will taste completely different as well. We'll put them on the RNZ website, rnz.co.nz/Jessie. You have a great holiday weekend doing not much.
Amazing. You too. Thanks, Jessie.
Jess Daniel on Brunch Pizza.